joining me on breakfast to talk all things Breeze Catcher. Marley Jose, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. It's really great to have this wonderful release out in the album. How are you feeling now that it's out in the world, this EP?
Feeling great. You know, we just came back from Melbourne, so we did the congregation out there, and, you know, Melbourne showed me so much love. So, yeah, it's beautiful to know that people were receiving it. Appreciating it. That's all I could really ask for, to be honest, yeah.
It's good, isn't it? It's when that love is really reciprocated back to you. I feel like we've been feeling that a lot here with Radiothon and all the things that have been going on. You feel the love surrounding you, and it makes you feel confident and special and really delighted. That you've spoken about really is that when you're talking about this EP, you talk about feeling that you've grown out of Sunseeker and grown out of different releases from before.
Absolutely.
Still proud of them, but this release has really made you realise that, right?
Yeah.
How did you come to that realisation? Was it with this release and through the tracks?
Yeah, I think we approached things very differently this year in terms of how we were going to manoeuvre and what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. There was a lot of internal liberation before we could move forward and do these really cool things that, you know, come across as like different and boundary pushing and, you know, extravagant. And I just think like it's just really good to be at a place where I'm appreciating what I'm doing and where I'm maneuvering, and I have like full control about where I'm going, where this is going, and everyone's aligned with the vision, you know?
That's pretty special. How would you say this release and putting together this release was different to putting together Sunseeker, your last EP?
I think it was a vision, like a long vision. I had this idea for a while, and I've been working on this record for longer than I was working on Sunseeker. Ironically, both of those were made in really short times. But Breeze Catcher took a little bit longer. I had a little bit more time to create a better vision, and just time to execute and get everything else sorted. But I think just like in terms of where we were last year, and in terms of where we're now, we have so much more legs to stand on and leverage, I guess, as well. And just like kind of the evidence is there, and, you know, now we're here type of thing. The growth is evident, I think, yeah.
And with all that time, you really were able to reach into so many pockets of the Australian hip-hop scene. You got so many collaborators on this record, local and far away.
Yeah, yeah.
Tasman Keith being one of those.
Yeah.
And you said that it was pretty special to work on a song with Tasman Keith.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was it like putting together a track like that? How did the recording process go, the collaboration process? How did you feel working with someone that you admire so much?
Yeah, I think, like, it was pretty phenomenal in the sense that, you know, I mean, me and Menashe have been friends since we were kids, so, you know, we decided to go to Wollongong and just lock in with Taz and Kwame, and it was the first time that me and Taz ever met, so, yeah, I mean, and I don't know, man, he's such a good human, and he's just such a prolific and professional rapper. I mean, yeah, I've worked with, like, a lot of people, and I can, you know, confidently say that, you know, his level of execution is quite profound. But, you know, beyond that, I think what he stands for and what he does is just such a important thing for the scene, and he's just an incredible role model. And we've barely known each other for a long time, so for him to have that type of stature, in my view, like, it says a lot for who he is as a man. So, yeah, I love that dude, man, for real.
Among the other collaborators were also Menashe and OJC43.
Yeah.
You've cited them as family. You've said that you're going to take over the world together one day.
Yeah.
What does a world run by you three look like?
I think because they're just my brothers, man, and I honestly don't have any words. It's just like I picked those two, you know, alongside with all my peoples. But, you know, those two have been there since the start, you know, since, like, these were all dreams, and now we're fulfilling those things in each of our fields, and I couldn't be more proud of those two, you know, especially Nash. You know, he's just doing the most incredible things out in Sydney right now, and, you know, 40's just been holding it down, and, you know, he's got so much incredible stuff coming. But bigger than that, you know, I trust those two, you know, a lot, and I trust 40 a lot. You know, he does a lot for me behind, you know, just like an executive life advisor, you know. So yeah,
now but those yeah, two, yeah, he's the life coach. He's like holding your hand through the big decisions, helping with a lot of other things.
Yeah, yeah, like it's very like, you know, as much as, you know, I stand on my own 2 feet, you know, I pretty much run everything by him in terms of just making a decision, you know.
It's really important to have those people in your life and those people that you can turn to. Otherwise, outside of that, there were some pretty big inspirations on this record. You've cited Earl Sweatshirt, you've cited a bit of Bob Marley, and you've cited a bit of PG Lang.
Yeah.
Why were those huge inspirations for this record? What about those, you know, those artists did you want to bring into Breezecatcher?
So I think with those artists, I just wanted to tap in where I was now, where my foundations lied, and how I wanted to execute it visually. And that's why those three things were like kind of the drawing board, because like Bob Marley being the foundation and Earl's new stuff being where I am now, and PG Lang with the way I wanted to execute things visually and delivering a message with like minimalism and simplicity. I just thought it was like the best way I could execute what I wanted to do.
They were doing that. Yeah.
And also like I'm just like it kind of just happened naturally. I really didn't come to those conclusions until afterwards, until I could kind of see where I was going. I kind of let the vehicle go wherever it needed to go, and it just landed there, you know.
If people are tapping into Breezecatcher across the station this week and in their own time, what do you want people to know when they're going into it? If you could get into everyone's ears and tell them something right before they listened to the EP, what would you want to tell them?
Just listen to it with headphones and enjoy it, you know? I think, I don't know. It's interesting because, like, I wouldn't know what to say to someone before they listen to my music, but I'd say just, like, sit in a quiet place and wear headphones. You know, and listen to it in entirety.
I think that's good advice. Now we're gonna take the track "Breathe Out" on Breakfast this morning, to finish up our chat here on Breakfast. What do you have to say about this release? You worked on it with Cam Degg, a really wonderful track, and a really wonderful member of Laser Gator. We had them in recently to do a slightly odd way, which is really, really special. What do you want to tell people about Breathe Out? What was it like working with Cam?
Man, it's always a pleasure working with Cam, you know, because, you know, we obviously worked on Stop Barking together, and but beyond that, I just love working with him, you know? I think the first time I ever picked up a microphone at this open mic, he went before me when I was like 14, you know, and I've always admired him since that day, you know? You know, so it's always like kind of a full circle moment when we work together. But also, he's just like a terrific human, man. And I can't wait for you guys to hear what he's working on and the things he's about to do individually. And, you know, this song means so much to me because I just feel like there's a lot of emotion poured into the sonics and the verses and just what this song's about as well, and what it means to both me and Cam. You know, it was something that I couldn't keep off the project, but it's something that I always, you know, if I was to give anyone a song to listen to on that project, it would be this one for sure.
That's pretty special and a great way to lead into a really special track. We're going to take Breathe Out on Breakfast from Marley Jose's Breezecatcher. It's your feature release, one of your feature releases across the station all this week. Marley Jose, thank you so much for joining me on Breakfast today.
And no worries. Thank you so much, Breezecatcher.